Good Living and Inclusion, a reflection from the Ecuadorian Educational Legislation Abstract. This article aims to reflect on the concordance between the conceptions of good living, inclusion, and the Ecuadorian educational legislation in the general approaches of the 2016 curriculum. The relevance of the work lies in the fact that the 2016 Ecuadorian curriculum guides the formation of people living in society, so it is important to analyze the curriculum alignment with good living as a paradigm of constitutional development and with the principles of inclusion, as a guarantor of social equity, as a methodological process. A documentary review is conducted to analyze the period 2008 to 2016. The review was organized in three components as follows: an approximation to good living from Ecuador, fundamentals of inclusive education, and a revision of the Ecuadorian curriculum from good living and inclusion. The results show that, in the internal harmony component, the Ecuadorian curriculum considers the development of students as integral beings from the didactic and methodological point of view. In the social harmony component, respect is not conceptualized in a concrete way in the curriculum and is a basic good of the human being. Finally, the harmony with nature component is not supported by concrete actions allowing it to be developed within the curriculum. It is concluded that the Ecuadorian curriculum reflects the purpose of transforming the society. However, no concrete actions are proposed to achieve inclusive education, consistent with the analyzed dimensions of good living. Therefore, a viable action plan is needed to contribute to the process of building an inclusive education in accordance with good living. Keywords: Boon Viver, Curriculum, Ecuador, Education, Inclusion, Legislation.